making sense of this election. Last night, I dreamt I was running for vice president against Donald Trump and Mike Pence on the Higgins-Hens-Meavis ticket. Ben Higgins is the guy from here who became TV's The Bachelor and has such a sparkling charm and wit to him that Saturday Night Live spoofed him in a sketch called The Bland Man. I learned this from my daughter. I don't watch Saturday Night Live. I pass out on the couch Saturdays around the time it airs, after Notre Dame football finally ends. Andrew Meavis is this kid in my AP English class who was a nationally ranked high school football punter. Apparently it took two of us to fill out the VP portion of the ticket. Actually, it was sort of like running for president of Warsaw, Indiana, because we were in this big public building like the Center Lake Pavilion, with metal folding chairs set up in rows and a microphone on a stand and a screen projector. And we were going to do presentations. Trump presents, we present, rather than debate. Like we're being called in to talk to the community like one of those shysters in the education field who quit teaching to travel around and tell working teachers what their attitude should be about teaching, and generally how they might avoid failing children miserably for the rest of their lives. So Trump blah blahs a lot, makes a lot of promises, the usual. And Ben and Andrew and I are standing at the back of the big room, scheming, plotting how to upstage the orange one. And Ben goes, "I got this, don't worry about it, you don't have to say anything, I'm gonna nail this, just back me up." But when we get up to the mic, me and Meavis standing behind Ben with our arms folded like a couple of wannabe hard asses. Meavis can pull it off, he's large and muscular, I am not. I am large and not muscular, I fake it. What actually happens is Higgins steps up to the mic, and the bland man has nothing to say. He opens his mouth, and a great void of nothingness spills out, a giant empty space, like his whole speech was written by a nihilistic existentialist who doesn't believe in having things to say. So I have to cover for him. We can't embarrass ourselves, we have to say something, and I rant and rave about various things political. I honestly don't remember. I think in my dream state I had an impression of myself as being a powerful truth-teller. But I'm sure if my psyche or God or someone could transcribe the monologue to show me while awake, it wouldn't have made any sense. I often have the sensation of making sense while on some more elemental level I know I'm not making sense in my dreams. So I sit down on the small rising of the stage after speaking, and Trump is furious. I've called him out. I've exposed him somehow, or tried to. And he marches to me and threatens to hit me, and I'm like, "Hit me." And I sit there sullen with my shoulders sloped like I'm about to take some asinine punishment that deep in my marrow I feel I've earned from my Catholic forebears, or my Hoosier neighbors, or the more virtuous poets or some such. But Trump throws these haymakers all around me, left and right, up and down, past my head, behind my back, and he never hits me. He's too chicken shit to make good on his threat. But he has to make a big show of appearing to be a tough guy, and maybe that was the point of the dream, you know? Maybe I wanted to tell myself something about Trump that was already patently obvious to all of us. I mean, that could have been it. That could have been why my head went through all that. Jesus, what a waste.